You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This year at the Vic Gaya, politicians will be permitted to speak again at the main stage despite not being allowed to last year. Politicians and their parties have had a complicated history at the event, most recently with Prime Minister Christopher Luxon leaving after being harassed by protesters at the event in 2024. Vic Gaya has also been the site of other significant political action, including the Green Party's 2021 petition to ban conversion therapy. To discuss the decision and the importance of linking queer events with politics, News Director Castor spoke to Communications and Advocacy Manager at the Burnett Foundation, Kirk Serpis.
Politicians are speaking at the main stage of Big Gay Out this year. Last year, it was the opposite, right? We didn't have any politicians on the main stage. What was the rationale behind that decision, if we're thinking back to 2025?
I'm not sure, actually, because I wasn't here at the time. It's just that this year we felt that, we kind of have to engage with the political system as it exists, and we're not having them there because we endorse their views. It's a chance to hold them accountable, and we can't hold people accountable if they don't show up. It's not new either. Just last year was an anomaly, I guess. They have been coming here for most of the time that Big Gay Out has been happening. And, you know, it's a chance for basically making our community visible in their minds as well, and also a chance for us to engage with them and, you know, talk to them about what's important to us.
And politics is obviously very important in discussions about queerness in Aotearoa with, you know, things like the Marriage Amendment Act only passed 13 years ago and still laws and legislation being passed today that is directly affecting queer communities. How important is it for, you know, queer people and politicians to be engaged in these conversations with one another?
Yeah, I think there's this old, I can't remember it exactly, but, the crying baby gets the attention sort of thing, and it's up to all communities, I think, to basically speak up as much as they can if they want the political system to work for them. And I think that's, you know, it's up to our community when we at events like this to basically make it clear what we want and also show that we are a large part of, you know, New Zealand. We are a large cross-section of society that has certain things we want. I think it's a sign for a good political system that you have people from all political parties engaging with your community.
And there's still a lot of homophobia and transphobia we see in our political space, in our political systems. We still have MPs in Parliament who had voted against same-sex marriage in 2013. We've seen our queer MPs be harassed within and around their work as it relates to politics. What kind of work needs to be done to make politics an environment where queer people feel safe, comfortable to participate and at every level?
I think part of that is exposure, as in people come from different backgrounds and they might not be exposed to the queer community from where they, from their own background. And I think events like this normalize the rainbow community to people who, you know, enter Parliament and may have not experienced a lot of this stuff from their childhood or whatever. And it also, you know, gives us a sense of, like, how many people are out there, and especially in Auckland, a third of the population, and to see that there's 30,000 people coming to something like this, makes them feel that, you know, that it's not scary, it is normal, and it is quite fun, and it's... they don't have to fear and hate this community.
And if we're thinking about this government now, we've seen this government pass changes to the relationships and sexuality education curriculum. We've seen the puberty blockers ban looked into last year and passed. Mm. We've seen restrictions on trans women playing in sports. A question I'm sort of thinking about when I think about all this stuff, and also I suspect multiple attendees of the event will be thinking about, is if we should be platforming politicians who have been passing legislation like this at the event. What would you say to that?
I don't think we're giving them a platform. I think we're giving people a chance to hold them accountable. They'll be walking around the event, and it's a good time to, you know, to talk to them. They'll have a stall over there, and you can go and talk to the health minister and raise your concerns about these issues. I think it's better to engage with the system than you know, try and push them out of it. Because at the end of the day, you know, our views are what most New Zealanders believe. It is the, you know, a small minority that are against these things. The idea that, you know, all people should be treated fairly is what most New Zealanders want. And I think that prejudice has no place in New Zealand society, and it's sort of making that clear to them when you do talk to them. And I think there are a lot of them out there open to engage with the public. So it's a good chance to sort of, you know, hold them accountable.
And if we're thinking back, you mentioned that you weren't part of the team back in 2025. But if we're thinking back to even further in 2024, when Chris Luxon was attending the event, he left early because he was confronted by protesters talking about various issues that the queer community has been facing under this government. Are there any worries that a similar thing could happen again this year?
Not really. I think we've put in place better systems so that, you know, they don't feel unsafe themselves. I think at the end of the day, everyone's coming there to have fun and, you know, enjoy the music and enjoy the celebration of diversity. And it wouldn't be right to sort of make them feel unsafe that they have to leave. I don't think there are MPs from all parties coming this year. There'll be a lot of them there from National, Labour and Greens and Maori Party. But some have chosen not to come, I think, because they feel unsafe, and that's a pity because it's, you know, we're missing out on a chance to actually talk to them and hold them accountable and also change, you know, help change their minds.
Given it's an election year, is there anything you'd like to see or hear from politicians for the queer community, right? We hopefully see some policies aimed at improvements, changing legislation. Is there anything that you're hoping for?
Yeah, we'll be quite publicly asking for a few things. One of them is, you know, a broad goal of getting to zero HIV transmissions by 2030. And our numbers have been coming down pretty well for the last few years. So it's something that's within reach, but not if we don't make an effort. And I think part of that is, once again, going back to that old issue of PharmAc and funding for new medicines and making sure that, you know, we have access to the same kind of medicines that most other OECD countries do. That helps a huge amount. They are the ones reducing stigma. And, you know, I think one of the things we've been calling for is the government to support the U equals U declaration. And that means that, you know, when the viral load is undetectable, it's untransmittable. So signing on the declaration basically helps a lot to removing some of the stigma from HIV. So those are the sort of two main things. And the other one, sort of just expanding testing so that, you know, the more we test, the earlier we catch the thing and the quicker we can move people onto the treatments. And that means the less likely to sub-transmit to other people because of the U equals U stuff. So yeah, those are what we'll be asking for. I think the government has signaled that they're quite supportive of most of those concepts. And, you know, there is a sort of growing consensus across Parliament that PharmAc is, you know, can do more to sort of fund newer drugs because it actually ends up saving money in the long term. And because the earlier you get people on treatment, the less serious the condition becomes and, you know, the cheaper it is in the long run. So, yeah, there's a sort of growing movement, I think, of recognition across parties that it's probably time for change in that. And, you know, that's not only an HIV thing. That's across the cancers and the diabetes and a whole raft of health problems.
That was Communications and Advocacy Manager at the Burnett Foundation, Kirk Serpas, speaking to News Director Kester about the decision to allow politicians to speak at the main stage of Big Gay Out this year. The event will be hosted at Coyle Park this Sunday.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.